Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hypothetical.
The White Vault will be returning in October with our fifth and final season. In the meantime, you can discover more about The White Vault by listening to our bonus episodes and stories available on our Patreon. We'll also be releasing a new White Vault miniseries in May titled Avram. We hope you enjoy our season 4 finale.
The following documents and recordings are the continuing installments in a compilation detailing the events surrounding the stranded archaeological team sent to base Camp Piedra and the rescue team sent in search of them. Previous records up to this collection show the remaining members of both the archaeological team and the rescue team consisted of Dr. Josefa Guerrero, Graham Kasner, Dragana Vukovic, Raimi Armstead, and Simon Hall. All other members of the teams are considered dead or unrecoverable. Following the previous installment, the remaining team in the Patagonian wilderness rode back to El Chelten as quickly as they were able. There had been significant rock and icefall since their ascent, and the path used to return to El Chelten was not as straightforward as the path the team had used on the way to the mountain. After a long ride, the team reached the hospital in El Chelten, finding it full of confused tourists and locals. In the winter months, snowstorms and rainfall in the Patagonian ice fields can drastically affect the landscape. Worsened by heavy winds, such storms can reduce visibility and lead to glacial calving, ice collapses, and avalanches. During these conditions, travel is not advised. The White Vault. The following is a recording from Mr. Kasner's body camera. In an earlier section, Ms. Vukovic can be seen sitting in a chair in a small room while writing in her assigned notebook. Dr. Guerrero is seen discussing something with a local from El Chelten. Both are obviously upset, but their conversation is inaudible. Dr. Guerrero is wearing a different set of clothing, and she looks as though she has cleaned her hair and skin of the coating of blood she had during the escape and descent from the mountain. The following section comes from the camera after it had been removed from Mr. Kasner, and he was receiving professional treatment for the wound on his shoulder. The tremor the team had felt while still within the chambers of Cerro Torre had hit the eastern side of the mountain range much harder, causing rockfall in the popular lower valleys. These resulting rock and ice falls had placed several tourist groups and local nature guides in danger, and resulted in more injuries than the town's small hospital could easily address. The camera was facing the ceiling of El Chelten's medical building, which was full of injured tourists and locals, as well as their relatives or groups.
Just hurry up. We need you to look at Simon. My shoulder can wait.
Vas a necesitar más puntos. Es más rápido si te dejas de mover. ¿Cómo te hiciste esto? Puede que necesites alguna vacuna. ¿Por qué justo tiene que pasar esto cuando Farid no está?
What?
¿Quién anda pensando en terremotos?
We don't have time for this. Josefa, can I get some help over here?
Hall is still unconscious, and Raimi finally got him onto the exam table. His ankle is worse now than before. We're lucky we're here. One of the tourists with a leg fracture is a nurse. She put in another IV for us while the local nurse was busy with someone else. How's your shoulder? That's a lot of stitches.
I'm fine waiting. Can you just ask him how much longer it will be? If he's really the only doctor here, he needs to go see Simon.
¿Ya casi termina? El otro hombre que vino con nosotras tiene una herida gravemente infectada. Llevamos casi una semana en las montañas.
Sería más rápido si su amiga no se moviera tanto. Un punto más. Deje de moverse. ¿Y qué le pasó a la joven que estaba antes?
Eva murió en la montaña durante el segundo temblor.
Lamento mucho.
He says, stop moving.
All the adrenaline's gone.
Y estamos listos. Ahora no se toque los puntos. Alguien más va a tener que ponerle una banda. ¿Dónde está el joven que tenía el tobillo afectado?
Por aquí. Graham, I'm taking him to Hall.
It's always better when done by a professional. What? Rosa? No.
Hello, are you a guide? Who do I talk to about getting back to El Calafate Airport? Is there somewhere with Wi-Fi?
Прошу прощения, ничем не могу помочь.
Estamos preocupados por la infección y se ve muy mal.
¿Cómo se hizo usted?
Creo que... how do you say bone in Spanish?
I'll speak with him, Raimi. I was there when it happened.
Lo apuñalaron con un hueso de guanaco. Recibió tratamiento inmediato, de la mejor manera que pudimos. Pero estuvimos allá atrapados demasiado tiempo. El equipo de rescate trajo una vía y antibióticos. Estos son los líquidos y antibióticos que estuvo recibiendo el último día.
What can I do? What do we need?
Tiene el corazón acelerado y fiebre. ¡Abril!
Are you the doctor? We need help. My girlfriend got hit by the rocks.
Abril, trae los antibióticos de amplio espectro y equipo de limpieza quirúrgica. Necesitamos remover una porción de este tejido antes de que podamos intentar trasladarlo al hospital de El Calafate.
Sí, doctor. Pero alguien se llevó todo el equipo de lavado estéril del cuarto donde estaba guardado.
Excuse me. We need the doctor.
Saquen a este hombre de aquí. Su novia está bien. Todos los que tengan heridas menores necesitan salir de aquí. Este lugar no es lo suficientemente grande para los pacientes reales y los turistas están ahí sentados como si esto fuese un parque.
¿Qué dice?
Says that they might need to cut out some of the infected tissue and that there are too many people here. Most of these tourists just don't know where to go after the earthquake. Most look fine.
Oh, right. That I can do.
Attention, everyone! Hello! If you're looking for tourism safety information and planning, some of the tourism guides have set up tables over at the Fitzroy Hotel. Be sure to bring all able-bodied party members for an accurate headcount. There's no information available here, and the town had some cases of infection before the earthquake, so unless you're in need of medical attention, please leave the building and head to the Fitzroy Hotel.
Professor, a little help here?
Sí. Y si están buscando ayuda con sus planes de viaje, por favor, vayan al Hotel Fitzroy.
What about supplies and stuff? Some of us weren't supposed to be stuck here this long.
Aquí tiene, y más líquidos.
No more questions.
I'll do what I want, and I want to know who'll fix this.
And do you want me to do what I want?
Where did you say to go?
The Fitzroy Hotel, down the street.
Right, well, you're holding me up.
How did you know about the hotel?
That's all bullshit. If they're going to be upset and lazy somewhere, it should be some parking lot, not here. Can you ask about his foot? How much of it looks bad? Do we keep him here or try to get to a big hospital? And where's the nearest major hospital?
Si son sensibles a la sangre, les aconsejo que esperen detrás de la cortina.
Gracias. Esperaremos afuera. Raimi, Graham, come with me. Give the doctor space. We're not going far. Raimi, I'm sure he's doing whatever he can. Why don't you make some calls and let your family know you're safe?
Right, family. I can do that. Maybe flights? How long does Simon have to be here? Okay, first the calls. Can you stay here with them? Call me if anything happens?
Of course.
Where did all the tourists go? Not important. I couldn't get in contact with our patron about what to do next.
Next? I think this is the end of that. It's blown to rubble, Dragana.
I know, but that doesn't mean it's over. You should know that. You do know that. You can't make it go away just by ignoring it exists.
I can't ignore it. I've tried. They just keep coming back.
They?
Sometimes she's there, like she's waiting for me to get back to work.
You both see them?
No, not really. Sorry for the confusion. I feel it, though.
Discúlpeme, doctora Guerrero. Usted y su equipo necesitan venir aquí. Tenemos que tomar algunas decisiones complicadas. Rápido.
Dragana, go get Raimi. He's outside.
El joven está en la primera fase de sepsis. La herida está gangrenada y la infección ha pasado del tejido al hueso fracturado. Tanto los huesos de la pierna cerca del tobillo y el astrágalo han sufrido suficiente daño y podrían presentar pequeñas fracturas, o en el caso de la fíbula, una fractura importante, lo cual daría paso a una infección mayor.
¿Y todo eso qué significa?
¿Él tiene algún familiar en el grupo? Necesitan recibir un permiso de algún familiar y rápido, porque lo más seguro sería amputarle el pie, por encima del tobillo y donde está el daño.
Simon, what's wrong? What's happened?
There is an infection in the tissue and surrounding bone. The doctor says the best option to stop the spread of the infection and get the sepsis under control is to remove it quickly.
Wait a minute, remove it? The foot? You want to cut off Simon's foot? Like quiere cortar el pie?
Ya mandamos el helicóptero con un paciente que sufrió una fractura craneal, así que o manejamos hasta el calafate para que reciba tratamiento o esperamos al helicóptero. Pero las infecciones se mueven rápido y si amputamos aquí podemos asegurarnos que viva lo suficiente para recibir un tratamiento luego. Las primeras etapas de la sepsis no dan una pequeña ventana de posibilidad. Pequeña. Si amputamos tobillo y pie, podemos salvarle la vida.
Wait a minute. The time is too small. Pequeña? I can't decide this now just because of time.
There's a window of time to make sure the infection doesn't spread further. And removing the wounded area is the safest option. Given the current limitations of this hospital, this will buy time for his safe transport elsewhere, so now's the time.
It's good luck he's still alive now.
Yeah, yes, see. If it saves him, it has to be a yes. Do I have to sign something or do something? Just please tell me he won't feel a thing.
Hágalo, por favor. Salve a Hall.
Bien, firme aquí. Abril, llévalo al quirófano y comiencen a prepararlo.
Sí, doctor.
Do I stay? I don't think I can be here. Where? Okay.
We can't do anything to help Hall. But the doctor knows what to do.
Go outside. Finish making those calls. We'll ride back to El Calafate when Simon's ready. But waiting on the helicopter might be the better option for you. I'll walk you out. This chemical smell makes me nauseous.
One second. Simon? Simon, I'm sorry, but I hope you'll forgive me. If it means you live through this, I know I'll forgive myself, but the rest is up to you.
Llévatelo ya.
Sí, con permiso.
What now?
Do we still have his passport intact?
I know he'll make it. He's too stubborn to let this beat him.
At least he's getting it taken off at a medical facility.
What is that?
It's the cameras. They found a signal.
What for?
If I had a guess, to send out the footage. Speaking of which, I need to make a call.
Another part of the ice slide just settled and the crowd is not coming.
Were there more injured?
No idea, but some of the people who saw the fall said they saw a massive shadow of a bird above the clouds.
Shit. I have some calls to make, and I'll check the jeep. Once we know about Simon, we need to leave.
And do what?
I'm working on that.
Dr. Guerrero and Mr. Kasner were correct about the notifications they heard from the body cameras. It was at that point that the bulk of the collected videos were sent to my private server, as I had previously designated. The cameras continued to send files from this point onward in smaller batches, until they were removed and shut down. The physical records and notes, such as the written documents, were collected at a later time, and then compiled within the greater timeline of events. The following is the continuation of my discussion while at the Walsingner Handelsbolag offices in Stockholm.
Dear daughter, we are not here to stop it.
Of course we need to stop it.
Kom in!
Ursäkta mig, men vår gästs telefon har inte slutat ringa för flera minuter nu.
I'm sorry, I think we're having a rather important conversation right now, Ava.
Ta in den. Your phone has been going off non-stop. Tack, Ebba. Is it important?
Missed a few calls and I get reports. I have someone working to find distressing and distinctly uncharacteristic weather patterns or natural phenomena. It's been set up for a month and there was only the confirmation of one that fit my criteria, but now she's found three. A low pressure system is developing over the American Northwest, accompanied by the appearance of several dead whales washing ashore in Washington State. The rains in Tajikistan's eastern mountainous regions have not let up and already 14 people have died due to landslides. She predicts further landslides within the next 2 days. Her new satellite images from Nepal show massive avalanches over the last 3 days. Thankfully, no death reports as of yet.
I see.
You don't seem surprised.
Well, the increased effects of anthropogenic climate change on the melting of the Himalayan glaciers cannot be denied. The pack ice and snows on the mountain became more unstable every year, and the glaciers are shrinking. Combating climate change and switching to clean energy alternatives is one of the goals set out in Välsigna Handelsbolag's Millennial Charter. We will run our company with 100% green energy by 2012. Our sister company in Iceland already runs entirely on geothermal power.
That sister company, is that the Cedar Group?
See, I knew you would figure everything out.
So Cedar Group sent the team to Outpost Freestead. And they knew the whole time that something was waiting for them under the ice. So Hulda Runesdottir sent her husband on purpose. Why?
I don't always agree with her way of thinking, but we each go about this our own way.
What? What about the other natural phenomenon I mentioned? So yes, let's say climate change is responsible for the avalanches. But the dead whales, the mudslides, are those natural as well?
No, but the landslides in Tajikistan are related. I heard from Hasti recently, so it has become more worrisome. Sadly, this is only the beginning of the fallout. More events will arise. Until we can fix it.
So we can fix it? How? How do we begin?
A select team should return to Svalbard.
I already sent a team to the outpost. They found recordings and documents from the original team, but there was no path to the dome or village under the ice. No sign of the town or the anatomical theatre. You know about all that, though.
My reports are different, but my people know what to look for. Lynn, your second cousin, actually, is our liaison with Cedar Group's survey activities. She kept me informed as to the events, and my most recent discussion with Hulda did not go over as smoothly as I would have liked.
Whatever is down there, the statues, the glyphs, the boxes, how much of this do you understand?
Our attempts to understand it only really began in the 1930s. Before that, it was just tradition. The details don't help the situation, but what I want you to know now, because I want you to be a part of this, is that this will keep happening until the original vault site is satisfied.
Vault? There's something else down there. Something they're protecting.
Of course, dear. What did you think the Forminder were doing? They don't torment people for fun.
The Forminder?
The Guardians. Listen, the team you sent. Svalbard found nothing because it's closed off, but it's still active. Lean has sent over some upsetting reports, and we are already expanding too much time on this cycle. But it will open for him, for the one it lost.
It was at this time that I received notice from my tech team that the video recordings from the Patagonian rescue team had been received. My team had quickly skimmed through the files as part of a cursory examination, and were able to inform me of the death of Mihir Acer, and the confirmed losses of Dr. Carito Ureta, Dr. Xiao Liu, Lucas Criado, and Ava Olivia Moreno. My mother confirmed Sina Bene Security's role in the events of the Patagonian site as being similar to Seija Group's role at the Svalbard site. She only offered up this information after she received an urgent and heated phone call. Apparently, a trade partner in South America had called to follow up with additional information regarding a recent seismic event that damaged a store of precious resources. Her infuriation was masked by a persistent worry from that point onward. Her evasive manner remained even as I called Mr. Kasner on his satellite phone. The following is the audio from Mr. Kasner's body camera around and during the time of our call. At this time, 3 hours had passed since Mr. Hall's emergency amputation, and a medical helicopter had confirmed they would be en route by the morning to remove Mr. Hall, Mr. Armstead, and an injured Chinese tourist to the hospital in El Calafate.
Hello? You're her then. We're here. Let me put you on speaker.
I am sorry to hear about the loss of Mihir Acer. I had worked with him for a couple of years now. I had not considered he would not return.
It's best you consider no one will return going forward.
Are you the patron? How much do you know about that place? About the people who used to live up there? Are there more?
Now is not the time for archaeological intrigue.
Thank you. Now, while I am working to figure this out, some of my sources are being less than useful at the moment. So far, all I can confirm is that you need to return to Svalbard. Whatever is happening at the site will continue until the first site is dealt with. At this time, I can confirm new events in Tajikistan and more to come.
You said your last team couldn't find a way in, and there is no going back the way I got out. What are we supposed to do when we get there?
You've been there. You could find it, just like Miss Moreno led you to Base Camp Piedra. I was sorry to hear about her as well. There is some part of the structure called the Vault. Apparently, it needs to be sealed.
How?
I have an idea.
I am still working to figure that out. It will take about 34 hours of flights to get you back to Svalbard.
After all that, you think I'm going back? You'll need a strong fucking...
Can we have a moment to talk? Graham makes a good point. I need to speak with him first. Just going to mute this really quick. Excuse us, Yosefa. Graham, we need to think about this. We're not really prepared for another trip, and you're one wound away from the dashing ex-adventurer compo coupon.
Yes, this isn't our problem. She's been eating mercury if she thinks I'll go back to that rock.
So, whatever happened here, you came and fixed it. Climb, rescue, boom! Chamber's all gone. Great. We lost Eva. And Mayr. Whatever's happening in Svalbard is not your issue. He took Rosa. She seemed nice. But she's gone now. And all the others from that team. These people just need to learn to live well enough alone. And screw those people in Tajikistan. We don't owe them anything.
You think I should go back to Svalbard? Dragana, you weren't there. 10 people went into those chambers up on Cerritore, and we came back down with 5. And those are pretty strong odds in comparison to the lone survivor scenario I tortured out of those caves under Outpost Freestead.
You're two for two so far, my friend.
But I'm worried you won't be. And I'm not fooling myself into thinking I'll make it out again.
How old is Iri now?
She doesn't go by Iri anymore. Not since she was six. It's the whole Irina now. She's 12.
12? When did that happen? Damn, I'm a shitty godmother. Well, we're no longer in the position to live fast and die young, but I don't plan to slow down, so I guess I'll die middle-aged.
At this point, I think Irina believes one of her mother's friends is her godmother, seeing as how you're not around.
Not for lack of trying. She won't let me near her. I stopped by the last time I was there. Got shooed away like I was trying to sell religion.
Yeah.
Graham, dragi prijatelju. Irina knows you're a good man. Bears are easier to fight than bureaucracy. It's not for lack of good intentions. And I understand if you really want to turn away from this, but I don't think it's the right thing to do.
And if it's responsible for our deaths?
This is the worst thing to ever happen in my life, but it's opened up my world to a whole slew of realities. How am I supposed to leave this all behind? I am the only one responsible for my choices. And you well know you can't get rid of me. The adventures with you are always the one worth remembering.
This isn't a joke, Dragana.
You think I don't know that? I wanted to go after Mayer when I saw him get dragged away. You sent a sick girl to her death, blowing up the inside of a mountain while we were still on it. On that mountain. Then there's the hearts in boxes. Skeletons of a lost age. This is messed up shit. But I'm not going to let you go it alone. Putting someone new into this situation will only lead to more death.
So? How do you feel about blowing up some more archaeological sites?
Maybe. We don't tell Yosefa. Go back to your call. She's been waiting a while. I need to make contact with a friend in Longyearbyen before we head back. I think you know we're doing this. But if we're going to live, let's get paid well.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Book the flights.
For how many?
Two.
Three! I'm going with you to Svalbard. Before you attempt to convince me otherwise, let me speak. There is so much more than information on the population of the Americas at risk. These sites are connected somehow. There's something in these places that stands outside our understanding, and I don't mean to make it sound like destiny, but I've built my life at great detriment to myself and my family to work on revealing those missing histories. That another site, like the one on the mountain, could offer more answers is not something I intend to miss. These truths are surely worth the danger. I need to know. I need to see it.
That must be Dr. Guerrero. I will make the arrangements for three. Dr. Guerrero, please send a text photo of your passport to the phone number listed on the rental forms for the Jeep. The passport information will be required for the booking.
I will send it soon. Thank you.
What about Mr. Hall and Mr. Armstead?
Simon's foot required amputation, but since the surgery a couple of hours ago, he's responding to treatment and remains unconscious. Thankfully, it's looking good. He's stabilizing, at least. We're waiting for the medical helicopter to return and transport Simon and Raimi back to El Calafate for the extent of his recovery. They're heading back stateside after that.
I'll send you the flight details and confirmation once everything is settled. Write up a list, and I will have supplies prepared for the team in Longyearbyen.
How is he?
Fine. He just woke up.
Hey. Thank you for coming to get us. I thought I was never going to get out of that cave.
Just be sure you make it back to, Pittsburgh? Philadelphia?
Pittsburgh. And we will. After some R&R in El Calafate. Where did the professor go?
Oh, I'm so glad she made it out.
She had to get some information from the Jeep. The helicopter is still coming for you, but we're going to leave soon. You have everything figured out here?
I've got it handled.
Graham, can I speak with you for a moment?
What's wrong?
I just got off the call with my friend in Longyearbyen. Apparently, no one has been able to make contact with the stations in Nyalesund for 3 days. No boats returning, no overland. What's that?
Our ticket. The flight out of El Calafate leaves in 6 hours.
I'll meet you at the Jeep. I want to say goodbye to the guys.
The team's travel agenda routed from El Calafate through Buenos Aires, Amsterdam, and Oslo, with the final flight landing in Longyearbyen. Supplies were sent to the airport in Longyearbyen for hold until the team's arrival, as many items already with the team, including firearms and some climbing gear, were not permissible for transport by international airlines. The remaining members of the collected teams continuing on to Svalbard include Graham Kasner, Dragana Vukovic, and Dr. Josefa Guerrero. Simon Hall and Raimi Armstead remained in El Chelten and boarded the helicopter to El Calafate the next day. Mr. Hall was admitted to the city hospital for observation and further treatment. This concludes the final set of documents and recordings from the rescue team sent to Cerro Torre and completes the sections regarding the team's rescue of the base Camp Piedra survivors and the subsequent destruction of the archaeological site. The White Vault.
The White Vault will return in October with our fifth and final season. This is a Fool and Scholar production. We are a two-person creative team, and we can only create this show because of fan support. Please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/foolandscholar. You'll get access to production updates, music, and over 3 hours of bonus episodes and miniseries stories like Artifact, Imperial, Aluka, and as of May 2021, Avram. The White Vault, Season 4, written by K.A. Statz. Produced, edited with sound design by Travis Fengroff. Swedish unit director and producer, with casting, directing, and field recordings by Karen Himdahl. Executive producer, Bobby Fatimi. Dialogue editing by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions. Mixing and mastering by Brandon Strader, and script editing by WK Stats. Starring Hem Cleveland as the documentarian. Diane Casanova as Ava Olivia Moreno. Peter Joseph Lewis as Graham Kasner. L. Jeffrey Moore as Raimi Armstead. Haytham Alwan as Mihir Asa, Tanya Milojevic as Dragana Vukovic, Sophie Yang as Dr. Zhao Liu, Eric Nelson as Simon Hall, Carla Garcia as Dr. Josefa Guerrero, Ali Smalley as Dr. Carito Ureta, Charlotte Norup as Juta, Karen Himdahl as Mor, and Alma Erdag as Eba. Featuring music written and performed by Brandon Boone and cover art by Cassie Relinicki. We would like to recognize some of our key supporters, such as Kathy Robinson, Mr. Book, Gabe Amok, Hanizio, Aaron Wharton, Ian McConnell, Joseph Villeneuve, Munawar Banaji, Misty Major, Bethany Bowen, James Mahaffey, Matt Schnabel, Sedgwick Lee, Wyatt Denman, Murray M. Moss, Jay Atlas, Itzel Marine Gumelon, Punkin, Melissa A. Swigart, Jason O'Keefe, Jerry Bookhammer, Duck Moo, Shosuro Ajo, Marshall Mintz, Brian Hancock, Pramith Pillari, Thomas Vicarian, James Reese, Daniel Stewart, Marcus Larson, Aubrey Deeren, Bobby Fatimi, Jack Sardis, Jomo Sapien, Grumposaurus, Jack Grant, David Wang, Trevor Childers, Ada Phillips, Haley, Jackalope, Sleepy, Nathan Zito, Cam, Mally Hawthorne, Becca, Katinka Van S, Jillian Jacobo, Max, Ember Keller, Larry Dickerson, and Terry Woolley. The White Vault will return in October with our fifth and final season. Until then, Stay safe and remember that travel is not advised.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.